Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
It's our privilege to be with you this morning to worship the Lord.
这是神的恩典，让我们有机会在一起，在这个地方敬拜神。
And as we come before the Lord, through the Word, let's ask Him to once again have mercy upon us.
当我们在这个地方一起来查考神的话语的时候，我们求神的恩典再次，求神的怜悯再次在我们当中。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the privilege to come before you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主，感谢您让我们有这样的权柄，奉着您的名在一起聚会。
We thank you that you always set this time apart for us to have communion together to remember the Lord.
感谢主，让我们有机会把这段时间分别出来，让我们与你联合。
We thank you so much for your faithfulness.
我们谢谢你的信实。
And at this time, as we come before you through the Word.
当在这时候，我们在你面前打开你自己的话语的时候
，We pray that you would speak.
我们向你祷告，求你在我们当中说话。
Lord, we do not want to waste time hearing through man's words.
我们不愿意在这地方用人的话语而浪费大家的时间。
But we want to come together to listen to you.
但是我们愿意在一起的聚集，是能够听到你自己话语的时间。
So Lord Jesus, speak to us.
主啊，求你向我们说话。
Speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵对我们的心里说话。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们打开以弗所书第四章。
We will read chapter 4, 26 to 28, 31 to 32, and 5, 1 to 2.
我们会读以弗所书第四章二十六到二十八节，三十一到三十二节，第五章第一节。
Verse 26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun down. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And do not give the devil an opportunity.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
必要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children.
所以你们效法神，你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
你要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
Ephesians, we know, is a letter by Paul to, written to the brothers and sisters at Ephesus.
在以弗所书让，这是我们都知道，以弗所书是保罗，使徒保罗写给在以弗所的弟兄姊妹们。
This letter is for the saints at Ephesus, but it applies to all the brothers and sisters today.
这卷书不只是在给当时的时代，也是应用可以应用在我们现今的时代弟兄姊妹当中。
It gives us some instruction how we should live as a family of God.
这给我们是一个像是一个书一样的，让我们知道我们如何在现今的时代跟怎么跟我们弟兄姊妹一起生活。
It gives us instructions as children of God.
这也是在我们当中给我们一条引导，让我们知道我们弟兄姊妹在一起怎么样生活。
What I would like to fellowship about this morning is about the issue of forgiveness.
今天我在弟兄姊妹当中的交通是赦免、饶恕。
Forgiveness has something to do with debt.
赦免或饶恕这件事情呢，是跟债有关系的一件事情。
The debt, the illustration that the Lord Jesus gives to Peter when he asks about forgiveness.Is about a slave who owes money to the master.
当在那个年代讲到赦免饶恕这件事情的时候，就讲到是一个像奴隶一样的 赎自己的身价。
Also about a fellow slave owing money to another slave.
或者是在奴隶之间彼此欠下的任何的债务。
So in this debt, somebody owes somebody money.
所以这个债呢，就是有一个人欠另外一个人。
And on the other side, somebody else is owed money.
那在另外一边来讲呢，就是这个人呢，就是借了别人一些什么。
So in some translations, what they call the Lord's Prayer, they say, "Forgive our debts."
所以在一些的翻译的版本里面呢，让我们看见说，祷告的里面有一节经节讲到，免我们的债，在这个祷告的里面。
Some translations say, "Forgive our sins."
那有一些的翻译的里面是赦免我们的罪。
So there's two parts, two parties involved.
所以在这件事情来讲呢，让我们看见只有两方双照存在的事情。
There's also the asking for forgiveness.
一方面是祈求原谅饶恕。
There's also giving forgiveness.
那另外一方面是给予这个原谅或给予这个饶恕。
And one thing that I would like for us to have in the back of our mind today as we share.
我希望这件事情让我们在交通的里面弟兄姊妹有一个印象的背景的印象。
There's a difference when we forgive just with our lips.
这个有一点不同的是，在我们的嘴唇言语上面的饶恕。
As opposed to when we forgive from our hearts.
另外一方面是我们心里面真实的饶恕，从心里面发出的。
So in verse 26, it says, "Be angry and yet do not sin."
所以在以弗所书第四章第二十六节讲到说，生气却不要犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity.
不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
This is a silly question, but have you ever been angry?
问一个很奇怪的问题，你们在座的，你们曾经生气过吗？
It's more evident when we see it in somebody else, isn't it?
那这是有些我们可以从别人的行为上，我们可以看到这个人是生气的。
When we ourselves are angry, we may not even realize it.
当我们自己生气的时候，我们可能自己不知道。
We may not admit it.
我可能不承认我生气。
But when we are angry, other people can obviously tell.
但是呢，一旦你生气的时候，别的人呢很快的就感觉到你这个人生气了。
My wife Rebecca tells me sometimes.When she was young, and her and her brothers, or her brother gets into a fight and he gets angry.
我的太太丽百嘉告诉我说，当她年轻的时候，当她小的时候，常常跟她的兄弟有些争吵争执。
He would look like this.
他常常惹他的弟弟发怒，就像刚刚这样子，这个怒发冲冠，这个。气到好像火从鼻子里喷出来那种感觉。
He gets so angry that he cannot, you know, his like eyes are flaring, his nose nostrils are flaring out, and you could tell he's angry.
你看看那个刚刚他的表现，就是当他的弟弟兄弟发怒的时候，他你可以从外面很自然的看见他这个表情，或者说他的怒气从他的脸上能够很明显的看得出来。
When young people get angry, when children get angry, what happens?
当孩子们生气的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
They don't focus their energy to do something useful.
他们不会把他们的怒气这样的东西放在一个可用的地方和有益处的地方。
Usually something gets broken.
常常他们发怒的时候，有一些东西会被破坏。
Maybe they get angry and break a toy.
他们可能有的时候生气到一个地步，他把一个玩具弄坏了。
Maybe they get angry and they break a nose.
或者是他们生气到一个地步，把对方的鼻梁打断。
Usually they get angry, they say something, and break a heart.
通常他们生气到一个地步，他们会不由自主发出一些言语，或者说出一些话来伤害对方的心。
Because children do not know how to control their emotions and their anger, they react in this way.
因为孩子们还没有学会怎么样来控制他自己的脾气，控制他自己的行为。
How about adults?
那对于成年人来讲是怎么回事呢？
Grown-ups don't act like this, right?
成年人通常不会这样做，是不是？
Some grown-ups do.
当然有一些成年人会做。
We do it a little bit more subtly, maybe. We do it more, we don't act like children. Let's put it that way.
我们成年人呢，发怒的时候，我们不会像孩子们那样的发在外面的行为。
But when we look at the heart of the person who is angry,
但是我们看看，我们检视那个发怒那个人的心。
The heart is exactly the same.
成年人跟孩子的发怒那里面的心里面的反应是没有差别的。
And unfortunately, it's not something we grow out of.
但是很可惜的，这件事情呢，不会是因为随着我们年龄的成长，我们就能够超越这个东西。
We just learn how to mask it a little bit differently.
我们只是因为成长的年岁的关系，我们只是运用我们的知识或者我们的学识，我们怎么样来控制我们所要发出的怒气。
Why do we get angry?
为什么我们会生气呢？
Have you ever thought about it? Why do I get angry?
你们有没有想过你为什么会生气？
The reason why we get angry is because we think we have a right.
这个原因很简单，就是因为我们想到我们有一些权利。
We get angry because we think our rights have been violated.
当我们生气的时候，是因为我们那些所谓的权利是被侵犯。
Children get angry because they think they have a right to a toy and somebody else grabs it, so they get angry.
小孩子们生气是因为他以为他拥有那个玩具，但是另外一个孩子把他抢走了，所以他很生气。
So for adults, the same. If we think we have a right to somebody, if I think I have the right to be respected by my children, and they violate that, I get angry.
成年人也是一样，我们自己里面有一些想法是权利。当我们的权利被侵犯的时候，我们会生气。就好像我有权利要我的孩子们尊敬我，但是如果他们不尊敬我，我就生气了。
And the thing about these rights is that it's not a written right for everybody.
但是想一想，所谓的权利，这并不是明文的写下来的一些权利而已。
Sometimes these rights are real. It's by law we are given certain rights.
有的时候这个权利是按照法律上面他所给予你的。
There are some rights that we just create and make up in our own minds.
但有的时候这些所谓的权利是我们在思想意识里面我觉得我有这些权利。
But it doesn't matter if those rights are real or if those rights are something that we just create in our own minds.
不管这个权利是法律所给予你的，或者是我们自己想象出来的。
We get angry when either of those rights, the rights that we think we have, are violated. We get angry.
当我们生气的时候，就是很简单，就是因为这些我们所认为我们拥有的这些权利呢，是被侵犯了，我们就生气了。
If I think I have the right to watch TV,
如果我认为我有权利看电视。
And somebody interrupts me.
但有人在给我打岔。
My child comes and says, "Daddy, Daddy, let's do something."
我的孩子跑到我面前说，老爸，老爸，我们做一些事情吧。
Daddy, Daddy, can you help me with something?
爸爸，爸爸，能不能帮帮我一些事情
？And it's the game 7 of the World Series, and I'm watching something important.
那是我正在看棒球比赛，这个世界联盟大赛的第七局，这么重要的比赛，我正在看，他来打岔了。
And I think I have the right to watch it.
我觉得我有权利继续看完它。
And if my child takes that right away and interrupts me,
但是我的孩子来到我面前，打扰我，把我认为我拥有的权利拿走。
I will get angry.
我会觉得很生气。
You know, I'm reminded of a story of Cain and Abel.
这件事情让我想到一个故事，是亚伯该隐的故事。
You guys all remember the story very well. It's been read many times.
这个故事我想弟兄姊妹可能很熟悉，亚伯跟该隐的故事。
Both Cain and Abel offered a sacrifice to God.
亚伯跟该隐都向神献祭。
God accepted Abel's offering, but God rejected Cain's offering.
神悦纳亚伯的祭，但是神厌恶该隐所献的祭。
We won't get into why or how those things happened, but Cain got angry.
我们不会跟弟兄姐妹再多讲解释一下为什么神厌恶该隐的，但是却悦纳亚伯的。但是我们从后面知道说，这个结局是该隐生气了。
Cain got angry because he thought he had the right, just as Abel, to have his sacrifice accepted by God.
该隐生气是因为他觉得他所献的祭跟亚伯所献的祭都应该同样的被神所悦纳。
So he thought he had this right.
他认为他有这样的被悦纳的一个权利。
So God, so Cain must have been pouting.
所以该隐觉得他被他生气了。
He must have looked pretty angry.
他这个人也让人看着哎，他生气了。
In Genesis 4, God says to him, "Why are you angry?"
创世纪第四章提到说，耶和华对该隐说，哎，你为什么生气发怒呢
？And why has your countenance fallen?
为什么你变了脸色呢？
If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up?
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳
？And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door.
你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前。
And its desire is for you, but you must master it.
他必猎慕你，你却要制服他。
And Cain told Abel his brother. And it came about when they were in the field.That Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him.
该隐和他兄弟亚伯说话，两人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
As far as we know, this is the first commitment of murder in the history of mankind.
就我们所知道的，这是人类史上第一次发生的谋杀罪。
Why?
为什么呢
？He could not control his anger.
因为该隐不能够。控制他自己的怒气。
He got so angry at his brother because he thought his rights were violated that he rose up and killed, he murdered his brother.
他发怒发到一个地步，他觉得他不能够控制他自己的怒气，他起来就把他的兄弟亚伯杀了。
In Ephesians.It also says, do not let the sun go down on your anger and do not give the devil an opportunity.
以弗所书这边刚刚我们看见生气却不要犯罪不可含怒到日落。
In the Bible, we don't know how many days it was between the sacrifices and the time of the murder.
在圣经里面没有告诉我们亚伯该隐他们献祭的时间献祭跟发生谋杀案这当中差距了多少的日子
My guess is that Cain had some nights to sleep over it.
当然在我的想法里面该隐睡觉的时候呢带着怒气睡觉
He must lie down to bed looking up at the tent I don't know maybe in the field thinking about what happened.
他可能躺在田野里面或者在帐篷里面一直想一直想一直想神没有悦纳我的献祭
He goes to sleep angry
他含着怒气睡觉
And by the time he wakes up that anger is deep in his heart
当他醒来的时候那个怒气已经在他的心里面深深的在他的心里
I am pretty sure every one of you has done that while you were young, maybe as an adult, but every one of us have experienced that.
我相信在我们当中有些人有这样同样的经历，不管你是孩子也好，大人也好。
Do you remember that time?
你还记得那时候吗
？Do you remember the time that you fought with your wife or your husband?
你还记得？那个时候，当你跟你的先生或者太太有一个激烈的争吵吗
？Do you remember going to sleep angry at your mother or your father？
你会不会想到有可能曾经有过这么一个时候，你睡觉的时候带着你对你父母亲的那个怒气，你进入你睡觉。
Finally, you fall asleep, and then you wake up.
最终你睡着了，然后你醒。
Now, when you wake up, because you were so rested, you wake up refreshed and ready to go for the day.
你想想你，当你醒来的时候，你是完全从疲倦里面复原过来呢，带着新鲜的这个精神，去另外开始另外一天的工作吗
？That's not what happens.
那通常不是这样的，是不是
？When we go to sleep really angry at somebody，
当我们对某些人上是愤怒的时候，当我们带着这样怒气睡觉的时候
，We wake up and it's like we had a bad dream.
然后我们第二天醒来，就好像我们前天晚上经历过一场噩梦一样。
We wake up unsettled in our hearts.
我们在我们里面好像翻搅在我们的心里。
When we let the sun go down on our anger, we give the devil an opportunity to tempt us to sin.
当我们含着怒气到日落的时候，我们就给撒旦魔鬼留下一个地步来试探我们。
And we've all heard excuses like this. I was just so angry I could not control myself.
当我们常常听到像这样子的一个借口，就是说，哎呀，我实在是太生气了，所以我不能够控制我自己。
Is this true, though?
是不是真的呢
？It all depends on who's around us, isn't it?
那当然是完全是依照我们谁在我们旁边而定。
What we do is we allow ourselves to get so angry that we couldn't control ourselves.
当常有的时候，我们让我们自己。发怒发到一个地步，我们实在无法控制自己。
When we are with our family,
当我们跟我们的家人在一起。
When we are with our close friends,
当我们跟我们很好的朋友在一起。
Somebody we're really intimate and very familiar with,
somebody 有些人是对我们是很亲密的，很认识我们的人跟我们在一起。
People we feel very comfortable with, we allow ourselves to get angry, uncontrollably.
当我们跟某些人我们觉得跟他们在一起很舒服很放得下我们自己的时候我们常常在那个时候我们就会发怒到一个地步我们没办法控制自己
So let's say I'm home and my son does something and I'm really angry
就好像比一个比喻来讲我今天在家里但是我的儿子到我面前做了一些事情让我非常生气
I realized how I try not to yell, I try not to scream, but what I find myself doing when I get angry is my eye starts to glare.
我不会大吼大叫，我不会这个但是呢，我的眼神是像很锐利的盯着他看。
And my voice, instead of rising, it gets kind of deeper, more firm.
我的声调不会像高昂，反而是非常低沉，很坚定的对他说话。
So let's say I think my rights have been violated. I'm angry.
就像就说当我觉得我的权利被侵犯了，我很生气的时候。
And the doorbell rings.
这个时候刚好这个。我的大门的那个门铃响了。
Oh, one of my elders, one of the elders from the church is visiting.
教会里面一个长老来看我。
What am I going to do?
那时候我真的生气，我该怎么做呢
？Am I going to tell him to wait? I am angry. I cannot control myself. I need to speak to my son. You have to wait. I don't want you to see me angry.
是不是我先在门后面跟他讲说，等等等等，我现在我很生气，我必须要。跟我儿子把这件事情解决了，然后请等会儿我再来开门，我不要你看到我生气的样子。
You know, when you're angry, your muscles tighten up, right?
你记得吗？当你生气的时候，你的脸部肌肉是僵硬的。
As soon as I open the door and see somebody I respect, right?
但是你看，想想看，当我打开门看到门外站的是我很尊敬的一个教会的长者。
It's a miracle, my.Muscles, they loosen up.
那很马上我脸上肌肉就很松弛下来。
I could put a smile on my face and say, oh, hello, brother.
我甚至可以把一个笑容挂在脸上说，哎，你好，我的弟兄。
Is that a miracle or is that a choice?
这是一个奇迹呢，还是一个选择？
I could not control myself?
我不能够控制我自己吗？
Or is it I could not control myself from smiling from seeing this brother?
或者我不能够控制我自己，我不得不对他微笑吗？
It's a choice, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。 这完全是在于一个选择。
We choose to allow ourselves to get angry.
我们选择发怒。
You know, we really have to thank the Lord because the Lord says, the Bible says, there's always a way out. When we are tempted to sin, there's always a way out.
我们必须很感谢神给我们这圣经，因为当我们想要发怒的时候，神永远给我们一条路。
In 1 Corinthians it says, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it.
哥林多前书说到， 必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条路，叫你们能忍耐得住。We
can't count on the elders knocking on our doors every time for us to give us a way out.
我们不能依赖教会的长老，每次在我们要生气的时候，都会按我们的门铃。The
Holy Spirit is always ready, able and willing to help us to overcome our angers and our emotions.
圣灵常常在我们需要的时候，他能够帮助我们胜过我们这些事情。
Another thing I would like to look at is Cain actually, I don't know if he used a knife, we don't know what he used, a rock, but he actually used his hands to strike his brother dead.
我们不晓得该隐是用什么东西， 但是不管是刀也好，石头也好，或者是他自己的亲手也好，他把他的兄弟打死。I don't think any of us
would really, you know, raise, pick up a weapon, be so angry and kill somebody.
我不相信在我们当中的人会发怒到一个地步，会拿手里拿一个东西凶器把对方杀了。But
we all know the Lord Jesus raises the bar.
但是我们知道， 主耶稣基督把我们的标准往上提，
the standard that he sets for his disciples is much higher than that.
他给他的门徒所立下的标准是超过我们一切所想象的。
In Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus tells his disciples, "What I say to you, that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart."
在马太福音第五章，耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说：“凡看见妇女就动了淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。”
The principle is the same.
这个法则或者这个事情，这个规条是一样的。
We get so angry.
当我们一个发怒发到一个地步，
pouting.
我的里面澎湃不止。
We say in our hearts, "I wish he was dead."
我告诉我里面，哎，我真希望这人死了算了。
I wish something would happen to him.
我真是希望有些不好的事情发生在这个人身上。
Isn't that the same thing?
那这是不是同样的事情呢？
When we think bad thoughts for those who have angered us,
我们心里面有一些恶念，当我们看到这些人惹我们怒气的时候，我们那个恶念出来的时候，
it's just as if we have done it.
这个恶念的本身就好像我们已经做了。
Now how does it get to that point?
我们想想，我们怎么会到那个地步呢？
Somebody makes us angry once and we get like that?
是不是一个人冒犯了我们一次，我们就像这样子的发怒呢？
In Ephesians, one of the verses we just read, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice."
以弗所书这边提到，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、扰闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒。都当从你们中间除掉。
Bitterness，
恶毒、苦毒。
Bitterness is what happens in our hearts when we get angry once, not just once, but twice, three times, four times, 10 times, 20 times. We get angry at somebody so many times that it just there's bitterness in our hearts towards that person.
苦毒是怎么发生的呢？是这个人。一次得罪你吗？两次得罪你吗？三次、十次，还是许许多多次的得罪你，让你的心里面就累积到一个地步，就产生了那个苦毒。
Has anybody get a, did anybody ever bite into a lemon, a fresh lemon?
你们有没有经历过去咬一个，去试着咬一个新鲜的柠檬？
I don't know how my kids like it actually.
啊，我的孩子们很喜欢就这样子咬一个新鲜柠檬，就切下来就咬。
But when I bite into it, I don't do it. But when I've done it, I bite it, and my face just goes. Right?
当
it goes like that.
当我去我不常常做了，但是有一次我做了，我的脸就像那个样
子。Even a dog.When they bite a lemon, we have a dog, a puppy. When the dog, she bites lemon, she barks at lemon.
我们家养了一条小狗，那个小狗呢，很好奇的是去咬那个柠檬，咬了以后呢，它对那个柠檬片呢，吼叫。
The dog actually barks at this lemon.
这个小狗厌恶的对那个柠檬片。
Because it's so sour.
因为那个是那么的酸。
It's so bitter.
那么的苦。
So bitterness is when this happens in our hearts.
这个苦毒是怎么回事？苦毒就像这个柠檬，我们咬那个柠檬一样，那个酸，那个苦在我们那个心里面。
And when a person is bitter, it shows.
当一个人心里有苦毒的时候，他会表现在外面。
Doesn't matter who it is. When a person is bitter, it shows.
不管那个人是谁。当这个人心里有苦毒的时候，他外面就表现出来。
We've seen our wives when they're bitter.
我们有时候看见我们的太太，里面有苦毒。
We've seen our husbands when they're bitter.
我们也看见我们的丈夫有的时候有苦毒。
Even our children when they're bitter.
或者是甚至我们的孩子们，他心里有一些苦毒的时候。
They just can't hide it. We just can't hide it.
你不能够隐藏的，你没有办法隐藏。
And it's really fun and enjoyable to be with them, right?
这是 fun?
Fun and I'm being sarcastic.
那跟他们在一起是很有趣的，不是吗？
Those people are miserable. When they're angry and bitter, they're very miserable.
这些人可怜，这些人真的是。很可怜，他这些心里有这些苦毒的人。
We don't want to be with them.
你不会愿意跟这些人在一起的。
And when I am that way, people don't want to be with me.
当我心里有苦毒的时候，我知道我的朋友不愿意跟我在一起。
Our words that come out, stabbing words.
我们的语言从我们心里发出来的时候是很恶毒的。
Our actions and our face is just like something stinky, right?
我们的脸或者我们的说话的样子，就是让人很有股臭气在那里。
And this bitterness happens when there's repeated offenses.
这个恶毒就是从这些一次又一次、一次又一次的我觉得我的权利被侵犯了，那里面建立起来的。
When our rights are repeatedly violated.
当我们认为我们的拥有的权利被侵犯的时候，一次又一次反复的被侵犯的时候。
And again, I remind us that this right sometimes is God-given right.
我这边再提醒弟兄姊妹，有的时候这个权利是神所给予的。
But oftentimes, these rights are the rights that we just demand from others to give to us.
但是常常有许多的时候，我们认为我们却这些权利是我们要求对方给予我们。
I don't know if you have anybody that you're bitter against personally.
我不晓得在你的生活里面，生命里面有没有一个人，你心里面对他有些恶毒。
Is there somebody in your life that you're bitter against?
在你的生命里面有没有这么样一个人？
Most likely it's your father?
很可能这个人是你的父亲。
If it's not your father, most likely it's your mother.
如果不是你的父亲，很可能这是不是你的母亲。
If it's not one of those two, it's probably your wife.
如果不是这两个人，会不会是从你太太来？
Or your husband?
或者是这个人是你的丈夫？
Or a brother or a sister?
或者是兄弟姊妹？
Because it's these people who we, as much as we allow ourselves to get angry at them, it is those who are closest to us who really hurt us more deeply.
我们允许这些对我们很亲密的人在一起，我们允许自己对他们发怒，因为这些人常常伤我们伤得最深。And
the thing is, when we, especially our family members who we see, who we interact with on a daily basis, this bitterness may not be something that's just out in the open all the time.
尤其是在家庭的生活里面，我们与人接触的里面，这个不是常常，这个苦读不是常常会发生的。
It's something that happened a long time ago, perhaps, that just every once in a while we remember it.
这是偶尔会发生一次、两次，但是可能发生是很久很久以前的事情，但是会让我们回想起来。Maybe
it's a word that reminds us. Maybe it's an environment or a situation that reminds us. But something triggers it, and we just kind of remember. Oh yeah, I'm angry at my father or my brother or my husband or my wife.
可能在某一个情境的里面，有一句话，或者有一个环境，一下子触动了你心里面那个回忆，就很久很久以前，你想到你父亲，惹你生气了。
And this kind of bitterness is just so deep. And sometimes we ignore it and we suppress it, but we know it's there.
常常这个苦毒或者这个愤怒隐藏在我们心灵的深处，我们不觉得它存在，甚至我们忽视了它的存在。
I would like to share something with you about what happened to me a few years ago.
我愿意在这个地方跟弟兄姊妹分享，在几年以前发生在我个人身上的事情。
I was at a basic life principle seminar.
我在一个真善美讲座的里面。And
Brother Bill Gothard was sharing about forgiveness.
比尔·高特先生在跟我们分享。And
for forgiveness, as we shared before, there's two parties.
比尔·高特先生跟我们分享饶恕这个主题的时候，他就讲到这件事情牵涉到两方。
There's the offender and there's the offended.
这是有冒犯对方的人，有一个被冒犯的人。If
we have offended somebody and we come to the knowledge of it, we should ask for forgiveness.
如果我们知道我们冒犯了对方，侵犯了对方，我们就应该要跟对方认错，and
also for the one who has been offended, we should be willing to forgive.
同样的，在被冒犯的地方，当对方寻求饶恕的时候，我们应该要接受对方的道歉，我们饶恕对方。So
while he was talking about this, the Holy Spirit started to speak to me about something.
当比尔高斯先生在谈到这件事情的时候，就有一件事情在我里面触动了我的内心。
The Holy Spirit pointed out my father.
圣灵在我里面指出来我父亲。
Now my father has a bad temper.
我父亲是一个脾气很坏的人。
And he would say things and do things. This is going. He's mellower now. You know, when you get gray, you tend to get mellower. But when he was, especially when he was young, all the children, really, we were scared of him because of his temper.
他现在年纪老迈，他灰白的头发让人看见好像很慈祥。但是他年轻的时候，所有的孩子都怕死他了。
And I remember some things as a child that my father did. For some reason, I remember. I don't forget it.
我就不知道怎么回事，我就记得一件事情，在我很小的时候，我父亲做的。
And through the years, as I was growing up, the thing that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me is that, you know, you don't respect your father.
在这些年间过去了，圣灵在我里面轻轻地告诉我说 ，Emmanuel， 你不尊重你的父亲。
You do not honor your father with this disrespect or lack of respect for your father。
在你的里面，你对你父亲缺乏了那个尊重，你缺乏了那个荣耀你父亲。
There was this despising for my father in my heart that.I showed him respect, but deep in my heart, there was that despising towards my father.
虽然我的外面让人感觉我好像很尊重、很尊敬我的父亲，但是在我的里面，我自己知道我缺乏了那一点的尊重。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, "You have to honor your father. It is God's commandment."
但是在圣灵的提醒的里面，他告诉我，我必须孝敬我的父亲，要尊重他。
So I promised the Lord. I said, "You are right. I need to apologize to my father for this, for what I've kept in my heart all throughout my childhood, all throughout my adulthood, until up until that point. What I kept in my heart towards my father, I need to confess."And to ask for forgiveness from my father.
我心里面告诉圣灵说：“是的，你是对的。我必须向我父亲道歉。在我孩童的时候，一直到我成长的过程里面，在这些年过去了，我必须向我父亲认错。”
That prompting was in August.
那是在八月份的事。
Thanksgiving of that same year, I still hadn't done it.
但是。我的思想是在八月份有这样的想法，但一直到当年的感恩节，我还没有做这件事情，我还没有做。
I will get back to that story a little bit later on.
我待会儿再告诉你们结局。
In Ephesians it says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
以弗所书这边讲到说，你们要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Forgive each other，
彼此饶恕。
Why is it important to forgive one another？
为什么饶恕这件事情这么重要呢
？Because without forgiveness， tender-hearted。Loving, kind. When we are bitter at somebody, how can we possibly be tender-hearted towards that person?
如果我们不能彼此饶恕，这边所提到的恩慈相待、存怜悯的心，怎么可能会发生呢？
Without forgiveness, we cannot have fellowship one with the other.
没有了饶恕，我们当弟兄姊妹当中就不可能有真实的交通。
Because when our heart is bitter, there's a wall.
当我的心满了恶毒的时候，这边就好像有一个墙在当中。
Doesn't matter if it's your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your mother, or your father. When we are bitter, there's a wall.
不管是丈夫对着你的丈夫，对着你的太太，对着你的孩子，我们心里面一有了恶毒，我们就跟他们当中就有了一个墙在当中。
When that bitterness is there, we can smile, we can say nice things, but our hearts not the same.
虽然我们可以讲很漂亮的话，虽然我们可以对向对方微笑，虽然我们可以做很多事情，但是我们如果说我们中间这个墙存在，我们所做的事情跟我们心里想的是完全不一样
的。You know, this wall is built one brick at a time.
我们都知道这个墙是用砖造的，是一个一个砖堆起来的。
There's very rarely this one big offense that's such a big stone, big brick that it builds up a wall. It's usually a little bit at a time.
我们不常看到有一个很大的一件冒犯的事情，就把让一个墙做起来。通常是一件一件不同的小事情，一件一件慢慢堆起来。
When there's only a single brick, we can easily just kick it away.
如果只是一件小的砖头在地上，我们很容易的就把这个砖头一脚踢开。
It's very easy to remove that one brick.
非常容易的，我们任何人都很容易的把一个砖头挪开。
But if we don't forgive and we allow those bricks to pile up, it becomes a wall.
但是，一旦我们不愿意饶恕的时候，这个小砖头就这个恨呢、啊，这个就像小砖头一样，很容易的一个很快就堆起来了。
I really don't know if anybody'sThought about somebody that they're bitter at. You know, especially when it's fresh. You've just had a fight with your wife or your husband or your mother or father or your children. When the anger or the bitterness is very fresh and they come over and say something to you, no matter what it is, it's not pleasant. We don't receive it pleasantly.
当这个苦毒的这个行为啊，在我们当中，不管什么时候，当我们里面很愤怒的时候，不管是你的太太也好，不管是你的先生也好，来到里面，不管讲什么好听的话，你的里面就是不能够接受，听起来就不太一样。
In Korean, there's an expression about.In Korea, we scoop like water, like a big squash, you know, cut it in half, you dry it up, and it becomes you can use it as things to scoop water and things like that with. And the expression is, when a woman really nags the husband, well, he's scraping that, I don't know if you have it in Chinese, the scratching sound of like a bucket. And when we are bitter at somebody, when they speak,It's like there's just a scratching sound in our ear. It's not pleasant. No matter what the intention is, the receiving part, we receive it as something unpleasant.
在我们朝鲜的时候啊，朝鲜的地方，我们有一种东西啊，是舀水用的，就是那个瓜啊，就是葫芦瓜切一半可以舀水的。那我不晓得你们是不是有过这样的经验，就是不管。当你在很生气很恼怒的时候，不管他讲什么好听的话悦耳的言语，不管讲什么，就好像一个女人在那个拿着手去刮那个葫芦瓜里面那个声音，就是那个声音，不管他讲什么，你听到的只是那个声音。
Is there anybody in your life when you see them coming down the street or even in this fellowshipYou see somebody, you just kind of conveniently turn another way to avoid that person?
在你的生命里面，或者是在我们的聚会里面，是不是有这么一个人？你看到他，你就不自觉的想要转个弯，换个地方走。
You conveniently remember, oh, I got to go back and do something. I don't have to go this way and greet this brother or sister.
在你的心里面看到他的时候。 就突然会想起来说，我要做一件事情，我宁愿去做那件事情，我也不要去跟他打招呼。
And it just gets worse and worse.
这事情会越来越糟。
You and I cannot make this go away.
你我都不能让这些事情，很容易的解决。
The pain, the bitterness that's in our hearts will never go away on its own.
那个痛苦，那个苦毒在我们心里面，我们没有办法靠自己的力量让他们离开。
Sometimes we forget.
有的时候你会忘记。
But we remember. Something happens and we remember.
但只有一点点的小事，我们就马上记得。
When we are really bitter against somebody, it cannot be removed by trying to forget about it.
当我们里面不能原谅、饶恕对方的时候，一点点小事就让我们记得，我们不能原谅。
How can we possibly love that person?
我们怎么可能真实的爱对方？
It's just not possible.
这不可能的。
If we do, it's fake.
就算我们口里说，但是那是假的。
If we go up to a brother and sisters and say, "Oh,So good to see you," and say encouraging words, in our hearts we're bitter. We're lying.
如果在我们心里面有那个苦毒在，就算是我们到了那个弟兄的面前，跟他打招呼，说一些彼此激励的话，但是在我们心里面，我们知道我们是说谎。
We're lying because that's not the truth.
我们说谎是因为那个东西并不真实。
The truth is that deep in our hearts, we're angry, we're bitter at somebody else.
真实的光景是我们里面对着对方是苦毒的，我们对对方我们怀着怒气。
You and I cannot make this go away.
你我靠着自己是没办法让这件事情圆满的结束。
But God commands us, you have to forgive, you have to love one another.
但是神在圣经里面很清楚地教训我们，我们必须饶恕对方，我们必须彼此相爱。
It's not a suggestion from God.
这是神给我们的一个建议而已吗？
God doesn't say try it, it's good for you.
神并没有说你试试吧。
Although it is true, it is good for us.
就算这件事情对我们本身是好的。
But God doesn't say I'll try it.
但是神在那个地方并没有告诉我们说你就将就试一下吧。
God says do it.
但神告诉我们说，你必须这么做。
So how can we do it?
那我们怎么做呢？
Again, you and I, we cannot do it.
同样的，在这个时候我们也知道，靠着我们的肉体，我们做不到。
Only through the Lord Jesus can we do it.
只有借着耶稣基督，我们才能做。
And I'm sure that's a broken record for all of us here. Only through the Lord Jesus. We've heard it so many times.
在我们生命里面，我们常常听到就是靠着耶稣，靠着耶稣，唯有靠着耶稣。
Just because we've heard it before, does it make it less true? No. Only through the Lord Jesus can this be accomplished.
唯有靠着耶稣，这件事情才能够被成全。
You know, this thing about forgiveness, because God commands it, because the Lord commands it,There will be a day of reckoning.
神在圣经里面很清楚地要求我们彼此饶恕。
Remember in Matthew 18?
马太福音十八章，你记得吗？讲什么？
Peter goes up to the Lord and says, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
记得那段圣经里面讲到，彼得来到神面前说，哎神，我必须要饶恕对方几次呢？
And Jesus goes on to tell them a parable about the king who settled accounts with his slaves.
耶稣没有直接回答他，反而告诉他一个比喻，说这边有一个国王跟一个奴隶。
And we're familiar with that. This one slave owed so much money to the king, there was just no way he could pay it.
然后这个奴隶欠了这国王许许多多钱财，他根本还不清。
He pleads with the king. He begs the king, please give me more time.
他向这个奴隶向国王说，哎呀，给我更多的时间，让我能够偿还我所欠你的。
The king is more than gracious.
那国王对他非常的怜悯。
The king gives him more than what he asks for.
那个国王给他超过他所想要的。
He doesn't say, okay, I'll give you another year.
国王说，哎，好，我给你另外一年。
He doesn't say, no, you know what, I'll give you 10 years.
那国王并没有跟他讲说，我给你一年，或者说我给你再多10年。
This king is so generous, he says, you know what, I will erase this debt.
那国王是如此的慷慨，跟着奴隶讲说，这样子好不好？
You don't have to pay back.
你所有的债都免了，你一毛钱都不用付。
And you guys know what this guy does, right?
你还记得那个人，那个奴隶 做了什么事吗?
This slave goes out, sees another slave who owes him a couple of dollars.
那个奴隶后来从国王面前离开之后，看见另外一个奴隶欠他钱的。
It was probably more than a couple of dollars.
那可能就是几块钱。
But he forgets what the king did to him.
但他完全忘记了刚刚国王所对他所做的。
I think the Bible says he's kind of choking him.
圣经里面好像用一个字眼，就是掐着他的脖子跟他要钱。
He wants his money back.
他要这个另外一个欠他钱奴隶把钱还给他。
Throws him in prison.
他把那个欠他钱奴隶丢到下到监里。
And demands his money back.
要求他把那个所欠的钱全部还给我。
And we all know what happens. The other slaves are like, this guy, unbelievable.
其他奴隶看到这个人说。 这个人刚刚才都是简直不可思议，居然做这个事。
The master just forgave him so much money, and look how he treats the other slave.
你可以想想看，国王刚刚才赦免了他，免了他那么多的债，现在转个身，这个家伙居然跟另外一个奴隶做这个事情。
So they tell the king, and the king throws him in jail. The king is furious. He says, "You wicked slave." Throws him in jail until he pays the money back.
当国王听到这件事情，他主人听到这件事情的时候，他大怒，就说：“哎呀，这人怎么这样？”就把他抓起来，下到监里，要他偿还他所一切欠他的。
Those of us who have been saved,
我们当中被蒙神拯救的人，
we know in our heads that we have been forgiven much.
在我们的头脑里面，我们知道神赦免了我们许许多多。
We so often forget in our hearts that we have been forgiven so much.
但是在我们心里面，我们常常忘记了我们被赦免了这么多。
The offense by my wife, the offense by my children, the offense by my parents. Again, some of them are real, some of them are made up in my own mind.
我们的妻子做了一些事情惹我们怒气，我们的丈夫做了一些事情惹我们怒气，我们的孩子们做一些事情惹我们怒气，常常有些事情是只是我们思想想出来的，我们忘记。Compared
to the forgiveness that we have received, that's just insignificant. You and I know it in our heads, but in our hearts, we often forget.
跟着我们这些人所对我们不起的这些东西，跟着神所赦免我们的罪，这两个东西一比较起来，我们常常忘记神的赦免有多大。That's
the day of reckoning. Today, how about today? If we forgive, is there any benefit for me today?
如果今天
forgiveness. If I
如果今天我饶恕了。 对我今天有什么帮助?
If I forgive and if I ask for forgiveness, is there any benefit for me today?
我饶恕对方或者我寻求对方的饶恕, 对我今天有什么好处吗?
Going back to the story with my father, all summer, I have to do it. I have to do it. I promised the Lord I will do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. But I saw him many times over the summer. I just couldn't get my courage up. I was afraid.
你记得我刚刚跟你们弟兄姊妹提到， 我在8月份的时候， 我答应圣灵， 我要跟我父亲认罪。 整个暑假过去了， 我一直在那边思想， 我要跟我父亲认罪， 我要跟我父亲认罪， 但是我心里面就是提不起那个勇气。
Think about it. I go up to my father and I tell him, you know, Dad, I've been despising you all my life.
你想想看， 想想看， 当我 到我父亲面前， 我跟他讲说， 我藐视你， 我一辈子藐视你， 你想想是什么情形啊？
I didn't respect you.
我并不尊重你。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
Yeah, he would love that, right?
他会很高兴吧。
That was the thought I had. I said, how? So I was afraid what my father was going to say, what he was going to do, how he was going to react. So I kept putting it off.
我心里面一直在思想， 我爸会做什么， 会说什么， 当我讲这些话的时候， 我一想到我就退后。
So beginning of August to Thanksgiving, that's about 4 months.
在刚8月开头的时候， 一直到感恩节这段时间， 大概有将近4个月的时间。
So Thanksgiving, I was visiting my parents.
在感恩节的时候， 我们去探望我的父母。
Before the other people came, I asked my father to, if I can speak to him in private upstairs.
当其他人还没来的时候， 我跟我父亲说， 我们是不是可以私下有一个谈话。
You know, I don't remember exactly what I said.
我不记得我当时讲了些什么， 我不记得了。But
basically what I said was, you know, I despised you, I didn't respect you, will you forgive me?
但基本上就大概就是这样子， 就是 对不起，请求你原谅我以前并不尊重你，我以前所做的。You
know, Korean culture is very much like Chinese culture.
你知道朝鲜人的文化跟中国文化很像，很像。How
dare a son go up to a father and say something like that?
那一个儿子怎么敢跟父亲讲？
So I was afraid.
我很害怕。But
you know, the Lord is so gracious.
但是我们的神是这么的恩典。The
Lord is so gracious.
主是这样的恩待。He
didn't get angry.
我父亲没有生气。He
didn't get angry. He didn't raise his voice.
他也没有提高他的声调，一点都不生气。He
goes, you know, for you to have felt that way, I must have done something.
他居然跟我说， 如果你心里面是这样想， 我一定做了什么。
That was beyond what I expected. I never expected anything like it.
这超乎我的想象。 我从来没有想到他会这样说。
He asked me for forgiveness.
他居然要求我原谅他， 赦免他。
For having me feel that way, for causing me to feel that way towards him.
这让我觉得， 我反而是犯罪。
So that portion went so much better than I expected.
所以在那一段时间里面， 让我觉得是如此的美好。
You know, my father's not an emotional guy. We didn't cry and we didn't hug and things like that.
我父亲不是一个很感性的人，我们没有抱在一起哭啊，这样子没有了。The
whole thing took maybe 5-10 minutes, and we were done.
整件事情的经过就是五分钟十分钟，我们就这事情就被解决了。It's
because the Lord worked in that situation.
那完全是因为神在当中掌权。The
Holy Spirit was there.
圣灵在当中。The
Lord was there.
主在当中。
Not until afterwards did I realize that bitterness that was in my heart is gone.
不只是在往后，我发觉我心里面的那个苦毒没有了。
That despising that I had in my heart was removed.
那个心里面的那个藐视，神很奇妙的从我心里面挪去。
I'm not saying that my relationship with my father is Chummy and I are your best friends.
当然我不会在这边告诉你说我跟我父亲的关系变得非常的美好，我们像最好的朋友一样。But
I can honestly say that burden, that bitterness is gone.
但是我可以很诚实的告诉弟兄姊妹，在我心里的那个苦毒没有了。Because
that has been removed, I can now genuinely say there's a softer part, a tender heart towards my father that just was not there before.
那我在这个地方可以告诉弟兄姊妹，在我心里面就产生了另外一个像恩慈、像怜悯的心对的父亲。In
the past, it was out of respect.
在以往，我是不尊重。In
the past, it was out of duty.
在以往是义务。
The Lord was very gracious, more than what I asked for.
神是这样的恩待我, 给我超过我所求的。
The tenderness in my heart towards my father, it's not something that I could create or make or fabricate myself.
那个怜悯那个恩慈在我心里面产生呢，是不是我想要或者我能或者我愿意要怎么做做出来的。
You know what fruit flies are? They look like little flies, but they're very tiny.
你知道那个果蝇吗?
You get them in the summer.
你会在夏天的时候看到它们飞来飞去。
If you want to find out when the weather's warm, get a fruit or any food and just leave it somewhere and let it rot.
你只要在夏天的时候天气很热的时候，把一个水果放在外面让它烂掉。
You'll notice a lot of little things flying around in your house.
你就看见很多这个果蝇呢，就在你家里面飞来飞去。
And it's from that rotten food.
那个从哪来的呢？ 那就从那个霉掉烂掉的那个水果来的。
It comes from the rotten fruit.
从那个烂掉的水果。
They lay their eggs in there.
那果蝇就把那个蛋下在那个烂的水果里面。
That's their home.
那是他们的家。
They fly around. They go back there, lay more eggs. There's more and more bugs in the house.
当他们在那边下了蛋，然后出去玩一玩，回来再下个蛋，然后越来越多，那个果蝇就越来越多。屋子都是像这样的小虫。
I went around with a towel, hitting those flies.
我虽然我很努力的拿那个纸巾或者是这东西来想办法灭掉这些飞来飞去的小虫。
I killed a lot of them.
我杀了许许多多这个小果蝇。
But they keep coming back.
但是它一直来。
Not until I find that rotten food.
一直等到我找到了那个烂掉的水果。
And remove that.
我把那个烂掉水果拿开，丢掉。
Was I able to get rid of all the bugs?
如此我才能够把这些小的昆虫全部从我家里面除掉。
The bitterness that's in our hearts.
苦毒在我们心里面,
it's just like that.
就好像那个果蝇一样, 就好像这件事情一样。
When it's there, it stinks.
当它在那个地方的时候, 那个是一件很恼人的事情。
It's not pretty.
那不美丽。
It smells.
那个充满了臭气。
The Lord Jesus is the only way for this to be possible.
只有耶稣基督是唯一的道路，唯一的可能，让这一件事情，让苦毒从我们心里面挪去。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
从我对我来说，你可以不做任何的事情。
Okay. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
圣经里面讲到，除了我 你们不能够做什么。我是何等的罪人，耶稣基督如何呢能够让我脱离这个取死的身体。感谢主，借着耶稣基督让我脱离。
On our own, this is impossible.
靠着自己的力量，这是完全不可能的。
It is not possible.
那完全不可能。
But thank the Lord, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
但是感谢主，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So I have a question for you directly.
所以现在我问你们每一个人很一个问题。
Is there a bitterness in your heart towards a person?
在你心里面，你有没有对某一个人，你有苦毒呢？
Sometimes it's hidden.
有些时候是隐藏的。
Sometimes we forget it.
有很多时候是，有些时候是我们忘记了。
Sometimes we suppress it.
有的时候我们放在里面，我们不愿意去摸着。
But right now, can you think of somebody that you're bitter against?
但是就在这个时候，我问弟兄姊妹一个问题：有没有一个这样的人，让你心里面对他有苦毒呢？
You could either hold on to that,
你可以继续抓着那苦毒不放，
or you could let it go.
你也可以让这个苦毒从你心里面挪去。
The rotten fruit that you're holding in your heart can be let go.
那个腐烂的食物，好像那个腐烂食物在你心里面。你在这个时候可以让这个腐烂的食物从你心里面挪去。
If this is something that you want to do, you can do it.
如果这个是你想要的做的，让这个苦毒从你心里面挪去呢，你现在就可以做。
Through the Lord Jesus.
靠着耶稣基督，你可以让这件事情发生。
Not because I say so, it's because God says so.
不是因为我是这么说的，乃是圣经里面这样说的。
And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13-15.
约翰福音十四章十三节，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我就必成就，叫父的儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
John 16:23-24. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着。叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
1 John 5:14-16. And this is the confidence we have. This is the confidence which we have before Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked of Him.
约翰一书五章十四节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So we have the Lord's promises.
在这个地方我们有神的应许在这里。
Is the LordPointing something out to you?
神是不是在你心里面指出一样什么样的事情呢？
Is the Lord putting a burden on your heart?
神在你们心里面是不是放下一个什么样的负担呢？
To be reconciled with somebody in your life.
是不是要你去跟在你生命当中的某一个人和好呢？
Each of us may be in a different situation. Each of us may be instructed, directed to approach it differently.
虽然我们每个人所面临的情况不一样，虽然我们所要面对的事情、所解决的事情不一样。
But I pray that if the Lord is speaking to you, you would address it in the Lord Jesus.
但是我向神求，在我祷告里面，今天所向你讲的， 你们带到神的面前，带到耶稣基督的面前。
When the Lord shows you what He wants you to do, please do it.
当神在你们心里面，让你们看见，让你们感觉到你们该做些什么时候，请你一定要照着做。Because
when we obey the Lord in this way, His joy will be our joy.
当我们遵行神的话语的时候，他的喜乐就是我们的喜乐。His
peace will be our peace.
他的平安就是我们的平安。And
this kind of peace transcends human understanding.
这种平安是超乎人所能够经历的平安。And
when we do this, this brings glory to the Lord Jesus.
当我们做这样的事情的时候，神的名就得到荣耀。Finally,
in Ephesians, it says, Therefore, be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us as an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
记得我们刚刚所念的那段圣经以弗所书第五章吗？所以你们当效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
When we come to the Lord and bring these things before the Lord, there's an offering, there's a sacrifice. When we lay down our rights and say, Lord, please help us, help me to be reconciled with somebody.
当我们来到神面前，把这些事情像供物一样放在神的祭坛前，把我们自己所以为所拥有该有的那个权利放下。
This kind of an offering, this kind of a sacrifice, is a fragrant aroma to the Lord.
这样的祭物，这样的供物，就像一个馨香的事情，能够馨香的东西，能够升到神宝座前。
Just as Abel's sacrifice was accepted by the Lord, this kind of a sacrifice from us, the Lord accepts and is pleased with.
就像亚伯所献的祭蒙神悦纳一样，我们这样的献祭也蒙神悦纳。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。Lord
Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for your loving kindness.
主啊，我们向你祷告，主啊，你谢谢你，你的恩典，你的慈爱一直在我们当中。We
want to confess once again that it is nothing that we have done, nothing that we could do.
我们必须向你承认，离你我们什么都不能做，什么都不能行。You
have done everything.
你已经成就了一切。You
are doing everything.
你正在做成就一切。So
we commit all of us into your hands.
主啊，我们只有把我们自己放在你的手里。And
I especially pray for those brothers and sisters that you have spoken to today.
我特别为着在我们当中。 你的话语说到这些弟兄姊妹心里的,
that you would give them grace
你给他们恩典,
to turn to you
让他们能够转向你,
to depend on you
能够依靠你,
to the work of healing
就做这样子的, 和好的工作,
in the relationships of their loved ones
能够让他们再一次把他们跟他们所爱的人当中的这个关系能够恢复过来。
Father, we thank you and praise you for this time in Jesus' name.
我们为了我们所刚刚所你在我们当中的时间，我们向你祷告。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。